This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Feminism in your ears. It's another broad podcast on Joy 94.9. Keep listening. Hashtag feminism, hashtag podcast, hashtag broad on Joy 94.9.
I'm gonna marry the night. I won't give up on my life. I'm a warrior queen, live passionately tonight. Not whack in the legs, or shave in my pits, or bleach in my lip, 'cause I don't give a
And you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Welcome to Broad. Broad would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the lands that we broadcast from, the Kulin Nation, and pay respect to all the Kulin elders, women from the past, present, and those women who will be our future elders. We'd also like to acknowledge with respect the traditional owners of all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander lands we broadcast to, and pay respect to all elders and women elders from all clans and nations, past, present, and future. So welcome to Broad. Thanks again. Well, well, well. And here we are. It is Monday, I believe, September the 19th, 2016, and it is going to be a big bumper crop of a show. It's a double-header, a double issue of Broad. Jackie's here.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. We'll be talking to some very good women here from the Women's Mural Documentation Project. We've got Sally Norfield. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
That's great to have you here. And Danielle Hakim is here as well.
Hello.
Hey. So we'll also be chatting with, it's an extension. It's part two of our very special, part two, our add-on from part one. So the sequel It's not a prequel, it's a sequel, and it's not a reimagining or a reboot.
It's a continuation.
It's a continuation a week later, and it's with basically we're getting more Women of Joy, getting them on Broad. On board Broad. And tonight we've got, who have we got? We've got Michelle Shepherd and Gina Lampropoulos. So they're both coming in shortly. Might have to run out and get them in about 15 minutes or something. We'll also be in our extended edition of Broad tonight at 10 p.m. onwards. We'll be doing some Broad news because there's plenty to talk about this week already on Monday. And we've got Natasha Janelle, an interview with her about something called Threadbare on at Fringe this year, and Echoes, which is a play. It's come all the way from the UK. Good things can come from the UK sometimes. And they include Philippa Braganza and Rachel Smith. I spoke to them earlier today, so we'll be able to play those interviews. I'm very excited.
It's going to be cool.
Are you excited, Jackie?
I'm super excited. I've just edited one of those interviews, and it was very cool.
Was it cool? Which one did you do?
I did the Echoes one.
Yeah, they are amazing.
They were fantastic.
Those young women, all the way from the UK.
Mm-hmm. And great
Fringe.
Accents.
Great London accents. Inner London and outer London. Whatever, London, Dindon, Londinium. But now, talking about the Women's Mural Documentation Project, what is it? Let's ask the experts that are here tonight. Sally.
So, the Women's Mural Documentation Project mm-hmm. is a project that is looking at the Smith Street, women's mural in Smith Street in Fitzroy that was has been there since 1986 when Megan Evans and Eve Glenn made that mural, created that mural. Mm-hmm. And earlier this year was defaced, capped, two-thirds of the mural was capped. And this created an enormous amount of community outcry and emotion and all sorts of things. Of, you know, people really, really felt a lot about that that mural. And it's, yeah, so this is a response to that, supported by the, or sponsored by the City of Yarra. And it's a Women's Art Register project.
Mm. Yeah, cool. So we just want to, yeah, collect lots of stories and ephemera and photos and, yeah, get the community just, like, involved in, yeah, helping us make it kind of like a positive thing, you know, to remember the history of it and, yeah.
Mm. Well, I'm really excited by the tram. I think we've had a sneak peek. I think you guys put something up online.
Yep, on Instagram.
What's going on there? Yarra Trams are involved.
Yeah, so Melbourne Festival, as a part of their art trams, every year they do art trams, or for the past few years they have anyway. And this is the first ever community art tram that they're doing, and it's going to have like a reimagining of the mural, and it's going to be on the 86 tram, which is so cool because it's going to go right past where the mural is, so it's going to be really amazing.
Weird, sort of like, you know, something almost sci-fi. No, not really, but
kind of, I would say it's sci-fi.
So what we'll have to do is find out the running times of the tram. Will they have that? Will they actually for the specific tram?
I guess so. That's something Sonia will have to find out for our next interview.
Well, I think it's just going to be as regular as the regular trams, but it'll just be on the network from October to April. So, yeah, I think it's just like a regular, it's like a regular tram. Just
so we can get a time-lapse photograph every time it goes past where the mural is existing today.
Well, apparently the tram used to stop, or the tram drivers would, you know, ring their bells and whatever when Megan and Eve were there painting that mural.
It's a bit dangerous. Yeah. That could have fallen off. All that attention.
Yeah, they could have. So, yeah, cool. So we're interested in not just, you know, the responses that have happened on that site since it was defaced in February this year, but the entire 30 years of its history and what it means to people, whether they still live in that area or, you know, many, many people will have moved on but have, you know, thoughts and ideas and
stories,
experiences,
they might have,
and
have.
Hopefully they've got some photos in front of that mural
or video.
Yeah,
VHS. Those were the days. VHS. Yeah. People made music videos. There could be a music video out there with that mural.
Yeah. That would be amazing.
Well, there was a big street party to launch it.
Yeah,
where there was a stage. And
there must have been someone videoing it. Surely.
Yeah,
you think. Yeah.
Someone out there.
If you're out there.
So if that person is awaking from some crypt and listening to Broad right now, how do they get in contact and how do they get their copies, their relics, their artifacts to you?
Well, we have an email, the Women's Mural Project at gmail.com, or you can go to our website, the-women's-mural-doc-project.com.au.
It's not the Morse code.
It could be. There's lots of dashes.
The mural code. But yeah.
Yeah, and we, like, if you Googled it, it would come up. You know,
yeah, cool.
And we've got Instagram and Facebook too. So if you just type in the Women's Mural Documentation Project or Doc Project, it should come up.
Are you getting lots of responses?
Yeah, we are. It's, cool. It's like the snowball kind of effect. Wow. You know, once the community starts to talk about it. So yes, it's really starting to.
So someone would know
gather
someone.
Some momentum. Yeah, some very interesting things are.
And we've been working with the artists. So yeah, they've given us a few leads, and we're following up on those. And they've got amazing archives of photos and kind of ephemera. Surrounding it,
neat.
The original kind of creation.
And a t-shirt, I believe. You said off air, there's a t-shirt.
Yeah, they printed a t-shirt. I think it was like to fundraise, or to get people to know about it, because they had to do a lot of fundraising. For like 2 years, they kind of were lobbying and fundraising and,
Yeah, that's a lot of efforts. And especially back then, I mean, because they didn't have things like crowdfunding and they didn't have Facebook events and social media. I can't remember how people used to do it.
Yeah. And
how did they do it?
I think it was like lots of face-to-face lobbying, I think, from the stories we've heard from even...
Newspapers might have been more supportive.
Grassroots networking, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. Community networking.
So we need a bit of that again today, and well, ongoing. And what's the cut-off? Have you got a cut-off period?
Well, this is a six-month project, will, go for...
Until it
stops. But, we are actually, using all the things that we gather to then recommend what might happen with all those things. So it might be a book or a website or a film or a documentary.
Or an exhibition.
Things could be just could be spiral.
Could be multiple things of those, that could be two of those things,
Yeah, that'll be cool. And also, if you're listening now and you want to chat and send any messages in or find out more, 0427 joy949, or you can email us on air at joy.org.au. You can phone Robert out the front there, 1300 joy949. He'll take your call for sure and get in touch with either Sally here or Danielle. Again, what's the contact for you guys?
It's the Women's Mural Project at gmail.com, or the website the-women's-mural-doc-project.com.au.
Right. Or you could just go to the Facebook page.
And I guess we're really keen to find get in contact with any of the women that were actually depicted in the mural, because Megan spent many, many hours talking to the women that lived in Northcote Preston area about what was, important to them and whatever. So it was 30 years ago. So
do you know where some of these women are now that are in that mural? Any of them? Or
we've had a few people say that they knew the people of it. Haven't spoken to anyone directly yet.
Maybe people who knew some of the women in it.
I've got a contact for there's a guitarist pictured in the mural. And she was in a band called Barbie's Dead. Her name was Jane. I think they said she went
Barbie's
by Jane
Dead.
Guitar. Barbie's Dead. It was an 80s punk band, and I cannot find any information about them anywhere. If anyone has any recordings, I'd love to hear them. Like, they were an all female punk band, and they played their last Barbie's ever gig at the launch of the mural. It sort of
so they were
the
there
flight.
That night.
Yeah. So Eve, one of the artists, was in that band.
Oh, well, she's alive.
But
the rest of the Barbies, we don't know. Detective work, I've got a feeling.
Yeah.
This could be good. So if anyone was at the party, anyone who knows any of the people that were depicted, are there photos of the actual people themselves, and where you can look to see if it jogs any memories for people in the area?
Well, we've got the archives from the artists, so like when they actually base the paintings off the photos. So, yeah. Megan, I think, took all the photos of the women.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we do have photos. We could start posting some of those, I guess.
But even if people don't have, any actual physical objects, we're still really interested just to hear what that mural has meant to you over the last 30 years, whether it's just, you gazing every day when you're rumbling along on the number 86 on the way into the city.
I used to walk that way when I first arrived in Australia and walked past of doing work, and I used to think, this mural is, you know, huge.
Yeah, it was really
It's a big size. Yep. It's a really big size.
Yeah.
I mean, is it comparatively speaking, is it a big mural?
It's a pretty significant
worldwide
for 86
public event.
For that to, you know, to be devoted that large space to a women's project. It's a pretty significant mural in Australia, yeah.
Cool. Okay. And, of course, when there's all the talk about, we've spoken about this before, Keith Haring and that particular monument, I guess, to popular culture, that mural, the protection of this one.
Yeah, well, we're not sure what the future will be for it because the state government owns the site and it's like tagged for redevelopment. And so Places Victoria at the moment did some consultation with the community and there were some info sessions and now it's just have to wait and see what happens, I guess. But the artists don't want it restored. They've said that they'd prefer that like something new went up, like something by new like feminist artists or females. Yeah.
So I guess, if artists are out there, any ideas, let us know. They can also get in touch with you guys too.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're gathering it all.
you're staying focused. You're excited about it.
No, we're just going out on tangents everywhere. We'll draw it all back in.
But yes, we are excited.
Yeah, cool. Well, look, I wish you all the best, and we must have updates about what is happening with the mural.
For sure, you can get those on Facebook and Instagram too. We'll be posting stuff, so it's one way to keep in touch.
Cool. Okay, so that's the Women's Mural Documentation Project. I've got Sally Norfield here and Danielle Hakim. Thank you so much for speaking to us here on Broad.
Thanks,
Sonia.
Anything else you want to say, though, because... Well, I'm just saying that to kill some time, but no, seriously. I mean, what do you think, what does it mean to you so far, the mural, personally?
Yeah.
For me, I am one of those people who has driven past it, gone on the tram past it, ridden past it for
so
its entire existence and kind of, I guess it's a bit like it became like wallpaper. It's a background.
Yeah,
but then when it wasn't there and it was destroyed, it was very shocking. It's like, whoa, why didn't we all sort of...
And why didn't we know about it too? That was the shocking thing.
The capping, you mean?
Yes, the capping in particular. Because that was almost like the signed deal. That was almost like it's a done deal. It's done, this mural.
Yeah.
I mean, it was being vandalised or, well, graffitied or whatever you like to call it over the years, but that was the...
Yeah,
what happened this year, was it?
It probably should have been conserved a lot sooner than it was if there were a chance to save it or something like that. But, yeah, I mean, I think also what kind of sparked us off on this project is that, you know, at the Women's Art Register, where me and Sally both were co-conveners of, we had some collection, like in our collection, we had some slides of that mural in its original state. Like there was a slide kit put together by this woman, Anne Morris.
Yeah.
About women's murals, and it was featured in there, and so we thought, oh wow, like, you know, we've really got to do something about this, and like if we can help in any way with this material that we've got at our archive to help, you know, restore it if that is an option. So that's kind of how we got involved, I guess, with the whole project.
And I mean, although it you know, the future of that wall is uncertain. It might be knocked down if the whole site is redeveloped. It might not. It might stay there for another 20 years. But it is important that that space, no matter what happens to it, is dedicated to
remembered.
And honouring, celebrating women
but
and the diversity
that,
of women living in the north.
Like it has to be done by women. There's heaps of like pictures of women, you know, out there on, like by street artists and stuff like. I think there's more recently there's been like a mural painted of female street artists, but it's by a male artist, and it's really important for us to see that those opportunities, like even if they are about women, that they're by women, like to give them the opportunity to kind of have their artwork out there.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
And even if it's a hologram, perhaps.
Yeah.
Hologram artist.
I think you're
into
sci-fi,
aren't you?
Yeah,
a virtual
that
mural? That would be cool.
Very
cool. I'd like to see
I'd
that.
I have to have a lie down thinking about that one. There we go. Oh, Sonia's off again. Okay. Well, look, thank you so much for speaking to us. It's been a delight and good luck with the project. We'll be finding out more about that over the next few months as we dig around and get our detectives sleuth on. Is that
please
the word
do.
Sleuthing?
Sleuthing? Sleuthing. Sounds kind of wrong.
I think that's right.
Sleuthing? Sounds like something cross between loafing and something else. Anyway, this is Broad on Joy 94.9.
Hi, this is Scarlett, and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
From the Girlfriedas, what does feminism mean to you?
Feminism is basically creating an equal playing field for all genders, races, like dismantling the patriarchy, but particularly the white, heteronormative, monogamous patriarchy that serves to perpetuate capitalism and, like, you know, exclude so many minorities.
Bianca from the Girlfriedas, what does feminism mean to you?
Feminism for me is creating equality for all humans across the world, regardless of circumstance, and not keeping anyone down for whatever reason.
Hey, it's Broad here on Joy 94.9. Thanks again to the wonderful woman from the Women's Mural Documentation Project. Yes, Sally Norfield and Danielle Hakim, they're the conveners of the Women's Art Register. So don't forget, head to the Women's Mural Project at gmail.com. And if you are, you know, if you do have some relics in your closet, something hiding in your cupboard to do with that wonderful mural from 30 years ago, 1986, Well, look, just send it in, let them know, take a photo of it, whatever, if it's a t-shirt, a badge, a tattoo, a piece of the mural itself, a person that might have been in the mural that has gone missing after 30 years, send them in, because I think we need that. We do, don't we?
Did you just segue old things and then Michelle and I just walked in the studio? Is this the segue?
Did I say
to
old
us?
Things? I said artifacts, didn't I?
Okay,
artifacts.
Okay, we
can. There you go.
Because you guys are artifacts.
I'm an already fat, so it's just...
Yeah. So I'm older.
Oh, how awesome is it? It is number two here. It is the sequel. the reimagining, or as Jackie calls it, the continuation.
I think continuation is nice. It's poetic.
Of last week's show, which is getting the woman of joy, getting them... on broad. Get on broad.
Can we get a quote like Howard Suckett from last week? That was brilliant.
Well, I mean,
I'm just copying what they did last week. Well done, girls.
Again. Ruby came up with that.
That was brilliant.
It was good.
Ruby who? Oh, Ruby. She's so last week.
Oh, no.
So who's here? Michelle Shepherd. I've got your bio in front of me, but I'm going to have you.
It's like reading the Bible.
It's a big tablet. It's a big junky tablet. Now, Moses said to me, look, you're the woman.
Yes.
The burning bush. You know the secrets of life. And who are you?
Who am I? What don't I do? Actually, this is the first time we've actually been on a show together.
What do you do?
Yeah, exactly. I've been here for 3 years now, and this is the first time we've actually been on a show together.
I think I saw you passing in the hallway last week, and it's the first time that I've spoken to you.
Yeah.
Isn't that right?
Okay, well, so...
not really a hallway.
So, I've been in transition for about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And I'm a parent of two. God, where do I begin?
Well, the kids are pretty cute.
My kids are pretty awesome. They're like
super
my
cute.
Presidents of my fan club.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Do you pay them very much pocket money? Or?
I don't know. I they are funny. They're naturally funny. Mm. If I tried detransitioning, I think my kids would have my hide. So they're so happy with things the way they are. And
that's good.
What's great, though, is my youngest will look up at me and I'll wear like a ball cap or just some scrubby clothes to clean the house. And she's like, Dad. I go, yes. You look like a boy. Right. Okay, Peyton. I'm looking down at her, right? And I'm like, Dad, you're not a boy now. You're a girl. I get that, Peyton. But I'm like, honey, I'm going to clean the house.
I've got my trackies on.
Some days I want to be butch. Come on.
Women don't have to be pretty 24/7.
Exactly.
You want to look like Bruce Springsteen?
Exactly.
You know? Do you roll your sleeves up?
I've got a Gunner's t-shirt as well.
Yeah.
I'll wear that to clean the scrub.
Are you
going to
go? Are you going to
go? I went Calder Park. I'm not going to MCG.
Okie dokie.
No.
There you go. She's put her stance.
All right.
Anyway, so let me see. So I've been doing a radio show here off and off of different shows. Ran Transpositions for about 2.5 years. We're talking everything trans. I've done many different brekkie shows and off and on guests all over the place. I do public speaking, advocacy work. I do run a company called LGBTI Jobs. LGBTjobs.com.au, which is basically a website a lot like Seek, but we are sort of like the, how are we described? More like safe schools for employment.
Right, cool.
And so we not only are jobs board, not only do advocacy, not even do like diversity training, but we get in and actually sit and talk about their culture and how we can educate them better and how they can do things better. So right now I'm doing some work at one of the major banks around some trans and intersex inclusion. And really educating people. They're like, we didn't know any of this stuff. Mm. And through the stuff we've been doing, I'm actually nominated for an award through Globe coming up at the end of October for LGBTI Jobs. And
oh my God.
Also through the other work I've been doing as well.
It's global domination.
It is.
And then I'm also up for Radio Presenter of the Year in March as well.
Sit down. I need to sit down.
Yeah,
I am sitting down.
good Lord.
It's very impressive.
So I've just been...
I've been
working really hard.
Pushing it. You've been...
I have.
Crazy.
I have.
Crazy good.
Yeah. So I'm treating myself this Saturday and shutting off my phone and having a full body scrub at the spa. So
sure. How many
That's
hours?
That's what the kids call it.
3 days.
3 hours. You reckon you can do 3 hours with no contact, no work, no
It's going to happen. I'm taking a really close girlfriend of mine who will force me to not do it.
All right. Fair enough.
I'm a workaholic.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's probably why I've never had you on anything or never got around to it, because it's like,
can we nail Michelle down to the ground to get her on a show?
She's moving. She's like a shapeshifter. Just grab her, you know. You're like a chameleon in a way, because you have metamorphosized into different shows and appeared in so many different things and been involved in so many things over the past.
Over the past, even just the
two
past
and
year,
a half years, you know,
yeah,
three
things
years.
Like SBS Insight.
That was cool.
Yeah, it was great because they can show.
Is that online still for people to look at?
It is online. Still.
Where do they go?
I
thought we'll do that now. So
yeah, exactly. We're fine. It's on Insight's site, but it's A Love Transformed was the name of the episode.
Oh, so, we'll have to put a link for that one.
Yeah,
I'm looking at Jackie.
You can find all the work I do on MI. It's Mish, M-I-S-H, Shepherd, .com, and all my works are on there, too.
Yes, okie doke. I'm writing this down.
Yes. Ooh, cool. Everything I work on, and so from there as well, I've also done stuff on policy procedures with the Equality Party as well, when they were working on trans stuff, and I wrote some blogs for them as well, too, and...
Mm.
Just, and I really keep things that are really down to earth. I don't really start screaming things like transphobic and homophobic and stuff. I'm just Michelle.
Yep.
So
let her into your space, people, and she will make it a better place.
Exactly.
Something like that. Sounded better in my head. But
yeah, it did.
It was beautiful. It rhymed.
It did.
Cool. With the hand gesture, which no one can see.
I don't know. I just find so many people who get so involved like I do, they just get so uppity and they get a chip on their shoulder. I'm like, can you just relax?
Yeah, it's hard though, because you can see all these sort of, you know, these negative things that happen out there in the world and external, and then you go, oh, God,
yeah, we can't.
Why?
It's
hard to chill about it sometimes, but when you do, I think you're right, when you do and you just take it one step at a moment, you breathe, just remember to breathe. Let go of the anger, let go of the hate.
Husa.
And then work from there, hopefully.
Exactly.
And don't kill anyone. Oh. Let me just repeat that. We do not condone killing people.
No. But I've got a good lawyer if you need one.
Exactly.
No, typical Gina. Typical. Isn't it always?
We're joking now on Family Matters now that I'm up for a nomination that Gina can't afford
can't
me anymore.
Afford it. Like already recruiting to find someone else. Oh my God. Is anyone else here? No.
Well, we'll have to move on to Gina next in a momento. I don't know if there's any messages, but please, we will check that in a moment. Message us through. If you've got a question for these two awesome women, some of the broads on Joy on Broad, make sure you do 0427JOY949, or you can on air us on air at joy.org.au. There is the Twitter. I should say.
Are you twits as well?
We are twits. We're twits.
I'm
going to
tweet you. I'm going to
twits for twats. I don't know if you're allowed to say that on air. But
it's after 9 o'clock. We're all right.
We're okay now. The children have gone to bed. Not really. They just messaged me. But no, so you can do that. It's at BroadFem something. 949, I think. Whoops.
Yeah, BroadFem 949. I'm about to tweet you.
Well, you're going to tweet them, whoever they are.
Okay.
Somebody's managing it.
Someone's got their shit together.
Who's flying the plane? I don't know.
But airplane? Well, it's airplane, but it's flying high down here. Yeah. They have readings every Saturday, apparently. Saturday of every month in the Hollywood Bowl or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Robert Hayes turns up and they just read. They read the
script. Oh, get out.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, that's interesting.
That sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Oh, sure.
No, I reckon it does.
Everyone needs a hobby.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't remember that line. This is Broad. Enjoy. 94.9.
I am Sophie Hyde and you're listening to Broad on Joy 94.9.
Every time I close my eyes,
This is Broad on Joy 94.9. That was the Gits with Second Skin. Bless her. Yes. And, of course, here on Broad on Joy 94.9. Don't forget, 12 degrees. It's going to be a low of 9 degrees tonight. It's the weather on Broad. 0427JOY949 on air at Gmail. Is it Gmail? No, it's at joy.org.au. It's only been 20 years.
You corrected yourself. That's what matters.
Why did I say Gmail? I am not being sponsored by Gmail, by the way. Not but accepting any like money. No, we don't do that.
We're not being sponsored by anyone. We should get a Broad sponsor.
Now we were speaking to Michelle Shepherd. Michelle, of course, who does everything. She's like the Wonder Woman of joy. Wonder Woman. She did bring her cape in tonight, but she hung it by the door with the lasso.
I did.
Because I don't think we need the truth serum tonight, do we? Or whatever, you know.
Was it the lasso thing?
Now, that's a bit bondagey, really, for this time of the evening. Might be suitable for some.
It might be suitable for some. Just be into it.
But that's pretty much what Wonder Woman is.
Yeah.
She's often attacked.
And I'm looking forward to her film next year, 2017. That's coming
out. Yes. Aren't we excited?
Yes. Super excited.
I guess we're excited. There's a great scene in there. I saw it in the trailer. And I can't remember the English actress, but she was in The Office. And she tends to play the funny English sidekick. And she's saying to, is it Chris Evans' character, or I don't know, one of those superhero characters, and saying, and Wonder Woman says to her, so what do you do? Oh, well, I make sure that he has all his books and things he needs. I make sure that his plane is booked and scheduled and his car picks him up, and I make his coffee and tea. And she goes, oh, so you're his slave. Like that. So they still have slavery here, you know. And she goes, I like this woman. It's pretty cute. The trailer's probably better than what I just did.
I'm still going to watch that in the way.
Apologies. So, Gina Lambropoulos.
That's, yes.
Did I say it okay?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I know, because we're speaking about Amazonians. From the Greek Isles. Not really.
No, bad segue. Let's get back to the Wonder Woman segue.
You're an Amazonian?
I'll take that one.
You can take an Amazon in the studio right now.
We do. Look, Gina, in 2015, the retiring Melbourne Queer Film Festival director expressed the following. And I'm reading this straight from that website you sent me. Special mention here to lesbian films. In my 16 years in the job, the themes have changed very little. Lesbians still die often, break up more, and cry pretty much all the time. Now, that's something that inspired you to make a film. Inspires you today.
It still does.
Because of what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not as much as Mish. I can assure you I don't do as much as Mish.
Well, you've got to... Start down here and work up.
We've got to work our way up.
So eventually you'll be up here with
and
me.
And then I'll still be a shorty. We could do stilts. On a good day.
I went to that, speaking of stilts, I went to that One Friend Heights thing.
Oh, yeah?
And there was some Kate Bushes on stilts.
Oh, yes. Oh,
nice. It was awesome.
Just right.
Sorry.
Yeah, Gina. No. So 2015 I went to the Melbourne Queer Film Festival because it was my 2015 was my year to be a better queer citizen. That was the New Year's resolution I had set for myself. And I was like, right, I'm going to participate in the community again. I'm going to go to events. I'm going to, you know, just participate. Just turn
be
up.
There.
Not yeah, just not hit be invited, like just on
crash.
Facebook. I'm just going to rock up to
crash
things.
Queer community parties. Yeah, I did that for a while and got banned.
Well,
just kidding.
So far, I haven't been banned. But Lisa Daniels, who was the festival director at the time, kept going on with a statement. And it didn't hit me until I sat in one of the women's shorts that year. And every film that was on was this really depressing, dark, kind of make you want to
hashtag another lesbian.
Another dead lesbian syndrome kind of thing. So I remember leaving the cinema going, oh, my God, why are our films so bloody depressing? And I went home and that weekend I wrote the script for The Escape Hatch, which is my intention was to write the exact opposite of that. So, yes, Wonder Woman features in my story, as does Lara Croft, as does Kill Bill. And it is a romantic love story. It's a really silly, feel-good film.
Nice.
And who would have thought my protest film would be a feel-good rom-com?
Well, I don't know because I've never seen it.
Well, it's on the festival circuit at the moment, so it's not online.
Yes.
We were at a festival last week. So hopefully we can get another Melbourne festival. We're at Melbourne Queer at the start of the year.
Well, what about a festival in Tasmania?
Is there one in Tasmania?
Yes.
You'll all come down to Tassie?
No, not necessarily, but it's in Tasmania. But no, so she sent her down there and she's never seen again. No, it's called Strange of My Face Film Festival.
Okay.
And they're very female-centric, so, awesome. You know. They're always Ladies, looking for content. They're always looking for films, awesome. films, made by women.
Yep. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun to make. Mm. And it was something I really enjoyed working with my director, David, on this film because he, like me, wanted to shove as much diversity into this project as humanly possible.
How many minutes is it?
9.5.
So you get everything in a 9.5 Absolutely. Minutes. So you, yeah.
Because I, you know, one thing we were very mindful of is casting people of different ethnicities because I'm Greek and I grew up never seeing myself on screen. And we just wanted to cast it as diverse as possible just so that people could see a shot of Melbourne. Mm. Not to point it out, not to make it like, oh, we're showing you a diverse cast. It's like, no, we're setting a film in a pan-Asian restaurant, so it is going to be diverse. The characters are going to be diverse. It was funny, we had somebody call up and cancel on us as an extra, and they said, oh, no, you know, David, was I your token African woman that was going to be playing in this? And we actually said, actually, we now need some token white people in the film because we're like, got absolutely every nationality from Greek, Italian, Croatian, you name it. We got
but
absolutely
everyone.
But do
you have to have them in there? I mean,
we wanted to make it as diverse as possible, but not to draw attention to it just because that's the world we live in. They're our friends. And we just filled a joint.
Some of my best friends are white people.
Well, yeah, apparently so too. We ran out of them during the
shoot. They're everywhere. It's like, you know. Speaking of, I'm looking forward to the film.
Yes.
When I get to see it.
She'll have to have a viewing or something. Her mom will make treats.
My mom hasn't even seen it.
Okay, your mom can make treats. We'll come to your house and have a viewing.
Yeah, she did make some really nice.
We need to have a festival. We need to have a festival soon.
I know.
Like, we're doing by November?
By November. Oh, if somebody gives us a cinema and we can. We were screening in Melbourne last week and we're doing very well overseas at the moment, which is nice. The Yanks finally understand our sense of humour. Took them a while.
No, but they often mistake you being New Zealanders. That's the problem. So, Flight of the Conchords, when the guy who's a greengrocer or something, he's got a little veggie cart and somewhere in Manhattan or somewhere like that, somewhere grungy and disgusting in New York. Although Manhattan's probably nice, isn't it, really? But anyway, and the grocer guy goes, he won't serve Jermaine and the other one, Brett, he won't serve them. And they keep going up saying, we want to buy some apples. And the guy just goes, just fuck off, go away, you know. And they don't understand. And then eventually this Australian goes up and goes to buy something and the market guy goes, no, oh, that's all right, no, I'll serve you. And it turns out that he thought the New Zealanders were Australians, so that's why he was rude to them.
Oh. Well, it's quite funny, we...
Because they're so liked. Oh, you know.
Well, we know we don't suit certain festivals because we're a silly film and we don't suit those really arty kind of festivals. But occasionally if the entry fee is low enough, I like to annoy them by just entering our film just to annoy the selectors. God forbid they might want to have a bit of a laugh amongst all this art. And we got some feedback from a festival we didn't get into, which was one of these really arty overseas festivals. And the three bits of feedback we got, the first selector really enjoyed it and found it quite different. The second one thought I was an absolute homophobe and didn't realise I was a lesbian filmmaker making it. The third American selector wished we had subtitles because they didn't understand the Australian sense of humour or language as well, and said, look, it would have been great, but I didn't understand what they were saying. So
I did for about 3-4 years. It took me that long to understand.
When I first came here.
Did you? Yeah.
And I went to my ex's family when I arrived. And he's like, oh, yeah, look, mate, yeah, Sunday and Monday and And he was just real awkward. And I'm just like nodding my head like a Japanese tourist.
You just
smile and wave.
You just nod and then step backwards
I remember rocking up to the States and one of the first things people said, this one woman said when I was trying to order a cappuccino.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, my God, you're from Olivia Newton-John country. And I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeehaw.
What? It's LA. LA.
I know. All right.
Is that Olivia Newton-John country?
Apparently, we're from Olivia Newton-John country.
Australians.
And she's English, so there you go, by origin. Crazy things have been known to happen, which is including me catching up with some of these community service announcements here on Broad. You're on Broad. On Joy.
Have you forgotten the women's movement?
I don't deny the need for equality activism, including women's equality.
Well, you know, that was right during the women's lib movement. And a lot of women were going, you know, you sort of had to go to the extreme in order to get someplace in the middle in terms of fighting for women's rights.
I'm one of the few people who so far has kind of, I've benefited from a lot of women's hard work, you know, as women through the 60s and 70s.
And any civilization that does not recognize the female is doomed to destruction. Women are the wave of the future, and sisterhood is stronger than anything.
That's the crux of what Wonder Woman is.
Right.
Right there, that speech.
There's going to be a girl kiss, and there's going to be, yeah, some sort of element of nakedness.
There's something about that, the goddess within, that part, that secret part that resides in every woman, that is a Wonder Woman, you know, that yearns for that independence and strength.
Who was an inspiration?
Oh, well, my mother, and believe it or not, Catholic nuns. I went to, you know, Catholic school, and it was all run by nuns, and they were good women. There was none of this hateful kind of broomsticking behavior that, you know, goes on. They were good women. They were, and they're real activists, and they've been such supporters of me and my activism.
You go get 'em, Wonder Woman. Hi, I'm Linda Carter.
Hi, this is Lucy Lawless, otherwise known as Xena Warrior Princess, and you're listening to Broad. Broad on Broad. Joy Radio.
Yes, Lucy Lawless herself. Speaking about Broads on Broad, we have Gina and Michelle still here. We're heading towards our second hour from Broad tonight. I don't know if they're hanging around for it, but they're probably over it.
Our
by
family
now.
Show, the kids are usually in bed at this hour.
Yeah, there they are.
Yeah.
That's not really an answer, but hey.
We'll look, take that as a comment. No.
So, you know, you've been part of Joy now, both of you. If you added up the years and the hours and the time, how many years, decades now?
Well, it's been quite a long time now.
Who is that?
It feels like that way sometimes. Yeah, sometimes. I remember doing one of the late shows. We were doing transpositions in the early days. Yeah. And you'd walk out and you'd be on the train going, suddenly I feel like it's all catching up to me.
Just, oh my God.
Yeah.
That voice is incredible.
There's a lot of them behind that. Yeah. There's a lot of them there.
Yeah. All right. So it's a bit like Nightmare on Elm Street a little bit.
No, yeah.
Is it number two or number three?
No. But
where he has all the little voices and heads in his body and they all come out.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
You're going to judge me, but I haven't seen any of the films
what?
Bring up.
Gosh.
All the time Sonia brings up films that I should have seen, but I haven't.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, that's a classic.
My nails are really breaking right now.
But I went into one of the other guys' shows one night, and that's what we did. I ended up actually doing like ins and outs of different voices in the show. And that's probably one thing that I look, my voice still is rather masculine and deep, but I actually had issues with it. Early days, and I learned to read and fall in love with my voice because there was all the things that I could do with my
voice.
But
is it masculine? Is it?
No.
I mean, what
no,
is
no.
this?
You know, exactly.
I don't mean to be rude, but it's like, that's why I am rude. But,
that's why you and I get along so well.
I don't see it like that. I don't hear it like that. No. I don't see it or hear it like that.
And so many trans people worry so much about the physical and the exterior and whatever. And I always try to, even when I talk to so many women who aren't trans, and try to focus so much on what's going on the inside. You know, we shouldn't be judging what's on the outside. Mm. And so, like, when I'm on there, and I'm doing Kermit the Frog on the show.
Oh, God.
And so I really learned to fall back in love
Can
with
you
my
do Miss Piggy? Sorry, it's one of my favorites.
Listen, Frog!
Oh, my God.
Don't give up your day job.
I know. But, you know, I love doing different character voices. And it was one of the things I really fell back in love with who I was on the inside. And so that's part of, like, when I do public speaking, I talk about body image and who you are. And we change over the years. Yeah, transitioning from male to female, I've gone through a massive change. But we need to make sure we remember where we came from and who we were and not forget those things. And so, yeah, voice is a massive thing, because that's all people can hear and see of me right now. But plus, I'm tired of it, a long day.
Well, yeah, the voice is something. And it's interesting because, I mean, speaking about that, being on Joy for the number of years I have, I remember going to a pop convention, and maybe I've told you, all of you, this story, so I'll try and keep it short. But that could be hard. I keep doing that all the time. Stop! Stop, Sonia! Stop interfering. Stop it. No. Let me finish, okay? Basically, well, I went to this pop convention and I had these people come and go, oh, you sound like, oh my God, you sound like, are you Sonia from Sci-Fi and Scream? And they looked absolutely shocked. They looked mortified, to be honest. And I said, yes, because I thought, oh my God, they're psychos. And they're probably thinking the same thing about me. And they were going like, you're not blonde.
What?
And blue-eyed.
Maybe it was the name Sonia.
No, they really? Actually, I think what it is, it's the benchmark.
Yeah,
it is the benchmark. Of amateur success. yeah.
No, but most people, like,
it's
these
like
days.
It's weird, man.
These days, to have a voice, a face for radio, it matches, like, the voice. People strange. Look at behind the camera, behind the mic as well. And we're just average people. Yeah. I've had that, too. I've been at Burke Street Mall, and I've had people going, oh, Michelle, and I'm going, hi. Or I've gone to many different events, even today at work.
Yeah.
Someone goes, I know your voice.
Yeah.
It's
kind of scary. As long as it's not the voice that they hear, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning whispering in their ear, you know, holding a knife over the bed. Well, for some people that might be quite nice. Yeah. But, you know, talking about my friends when saying that sort of thing. Yeah, so anyway.
But it's funny when people start recognizing you and where
you're at. No, thankfully, no.
That's why Gina doesn't want to be on the mic.
No. I actually, when I joined Joy and did the training, I did not want to go anywhere near the microphone. I was like, I want to do that background stuff. Yeah. And then kind of got thrown behind the mic.
Kind of ended up volunteering, didn't you? Ended up like, I'll do this, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Hands up.
I played Mama Bear and I put her under my paw and I brought her on the show.
She did. And
she was like the token lesbian on Transmissions.
It was a bit of fun. And I saw things some nights that I was like, oh my God, where do I look? Just keep your eyes down. It was an induction.
Just keep paneling.
She wasn't paneling. We actually had some of the trans girls come in and from like who do a bit of performing and stuff. And next thing you know.
Actually, this was my first week.
It was your first week.
With us, bless you.
This is probably a reason why. No, but while we're between the traps and stuff, the girls like taking their boobs out. Oh, yeah, this was here, this is where I went, whatever. And they were like,
God.
The boobs
out.
And we're all sitting, even I stuff and went, should I look?
They're in the bathroom, you know.
I'm trying to be polite. Like, they're just chatting and talking. And I'm just like, just look down. Like, where does one look? And then one just turned to me and she goes, see, this is where I had. And they were just being honest and talking about their bodies. And
that's where you need
like,
to vlog it.
Exactly.
Just looking to her eyes, Gina.
Yes,
look no further.
Yeah.
They were lovely. They were very sweet.
They were
very sweet.
But yeah, some of the things that happen off air is funny.
Yes. What stays on air?
Off air.
Off air, sorry, goes on air.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not like that at all.
It is now.
Thank you, sisters. You've been listening to this Broad podcast here on Joy 94.9. Don't forget to tune in to us Monday nights at 9 p.m. on Joy for feminism in your ears.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.